The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the show's participants and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KXNT or CBS Radio. This show is not intended to provide listeners with specific medical advice, and you should seek assistance of a medical professional.
The following is a paid program by the advertiser.
This is It's Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT. The doctor is in. Call the show now at 702-733-KXNT. That's 702-733-5968 to talk about your health and your vitality. Now, here is Dr. Christy Thomas.
Welcome to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. I'm here every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock talking about your health and wellness. This morning, we're going to change the topic up a little bit. We've been talking about weight loss, detox. This morning, we're going to talk a little bit about breast cancer. We have Angelina Jolie that's been in the news recently about breast cancer and having her ovaries out. And we're going to talk a little bit about genetics this morning. I also have, we're going to talk a little bit about colon cancer. And we're going to talk about pain management. We got a new treatment. We have the only machine in Las Vegas for chronic pain patients. So I have Bill Bradley here this morning. Those of you that know him, he's with Pathway Genomics. He works with the company that does a lot of the genetic testing for, we've done weight loss, we've done pain management, we've done breast cancer. Back in October, we talked a little bit about it. But I am very excited this morning because I have Jessica Gage on the show this morning. She is actually a genetic counselor with extensive education in genetics this morning. And we are going to break down genes, breast cancer, and colon cancer this morning. Welcome to the show, Jessica.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Bill, welcome as always.
Well, hello, everybody.
We're going to talk a little bit about colon cancer first off this morning. And then later in the show, we're going to talk a little bit about breast cancer and how Angelina Jolie's been in the news. And Jessica, you can break this all down for us. So, you know, colon cancer is not something to really push off. And I think a lot of people do that when patients come into my own office and we ask them if they've been screened, have they had a colonoscopy, have they had their stool tested for blood. It's not a hot topic a lot of people want to talk about. And they try to avoid the question in the situation and they don't want to go and get that colonoscopy done or that type of testing done. But really, it's important because it's one of the five most common cancers in both men and women. And I think a lot of people think that it's more men, and men, you think it's more women. But really, after the age of 50, you really need to be thinking about this and get your screening done because it can be a deadly cancer or it can be a cancer that can be treated and prevented. And Jessica, let's bring a little bit of them great statistics to our listeners this morning.
Yeah, so about 1 in 20 individuals will get colorectal cancer or will be diagnosed with colorectal cancer in their lifetime. So it is a pretty high rate. And so that's why we do recommend that individuals start screening for colorectal cancer at age 50 and getting their colonoscopies as often as they need to after they, you know, if they find any polyps, they don't find any polyps, whether it's 5 years or every 10 years or if you need to come back the next year. It's really important to get that screening done, especially starting at age 50.
And let's talk a little bit about polyps because I think there is a lot of misconceptions out there and people don't realize that when they go in, they get that colonoscopy done or they get a barium enema done and they get the diagnosis of a polyp. Really, cancer starts as a polyp, whether it be a benign polyp or a precancerous cell polyp. And that's something that you don't really want to push off. It's really kind of that group of precancerous cells that clump together that they create that polyp. Some polyps can be benign, but once you get that biopsy and you've got that precancerous cells and you've been diagnosed with that, some of the biggest risk factors are people get inherited gene mutations and even get an increased risk for colon cancer. Not alone our lifestyle and the diets that we eat, and we find that people that have a lower, you know, diet in fiber and higher in fat live a sedentary lifestyle. How many Americans have we just talked about right there? So quite
exactly.
A few. Yeah, quite a few. And then you add people with high blood sugars, and there's been a lot of research out there. We've talked on prior shows about all the high fructose corn syrup and the additives and the processed foods and how that research is showing that these can actually feed and make cancer grow. So mm-hmm. I think it's important that we look at, you know, not just some of the signs and symptoms, but also lifestyle. And this morning, we're going to talk a little bit about inherited gene mutations that are important for people to understand and realize that you actually have an increased risk in colon cancer if you've been passed along that genetically. So, mm-hmm. Jessica, let's talk a little bit about the testing that people can get done for genetic mutations. Okay. So it's important that you go in, you get your screening done, you get your testing done, but also we need to look at genes because that can be a benefit to patients getting early treatment and diagnosed early.
Right, and I think it's important to point out that about 75% of cancer, and including colorectal cancer, is sporadic or random. We aren't really sure why it happens. It could be due to diet, environmental factors, or age, but we aren't really sure. And so about 10 to 15% is multifactorial, so a combination of environmental factors with some genes that when come together put someone at an increased risk for cancer. And then 5 to 10% is hereditary, and that's the main focus for genetic testing. Those people that fit in that 5 to 10% category really need to get genetic testing so we know this person's at a very high increased risk for developing colorectal cancer. And that's something that we can look at the family history and then decide if that person is appropriate for genetic testing. And even after a colonoscopy, if we see a certain number of polyps or even a certain type of polyp, that might cue us in to say, hey, this person needs genetic testing. There may be a hereditary component to this cancer. And by having that information, we can prevent cancer, we can catch it earlier, and we can really stop the pattern of cancer in every generation of a family.
And Jessica, talking about who should actually get tested for this type of testing, also, too, like you mentioned that if you've had a number of polyps that you'd probably be a good candidate to get this testing done. What about people that have been diagnosed with another type of cancer also?
Yeah, so some of these colorectal cancer syndromes and the genes that we're looking at are associated with colorectal cancer and other cancers. For example, there is a condition called Lynch syndrome that is when we see colorectal cancer and endometrial cancer or uterine cancer in the same family, we start to think that it's a certain type of syndrome. So sometimes when we look at the family history and we see colorectal cancer and another cancer, that can also cue us in to say what genetic syndrome that person may have or may be at risk for having.
Absolutely. And the other thing is, too, is looking at family history. If somebody has a family history of cancer, too, this is another risk factor that you may look at and want to have this type of genetic testing done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we really want to look at the family history and see how many relatives have had cancer, not just colorectal cancer, but cancer in general and what ages they had that cancer at. When we start to see cancers under the age of 50, that's a bit of a red flag and something we want to look more at. So we want to know who the relatives are. Are they first-degree relatives? Are they distant, very distant relatives? Or are we seeing cancer in every generation of a family? And that's something to look closely at.
And like you mentioned, I want people to realize that this is not just coming and getting the testing done, but there's a lot of benefits to getting this testing done. And like you'd mentioned, even treatment and preventative, looking at cancer in the future or looking at even the surgical and ongoing surveillance or preventative plans that people need to have, even some of the treatment decisions are based on whether you have these types of genes and also letting your family members know. If you come back genetically testing at a higher risk of having this, what about your family members? You can pass this information on to them too.
Right. It's really important for the whole family. And in genetic counseling, we say that, you know, our patient is not just the person sitting in front of us. It is the whole family because genetics affects everyone in the family and all genes are passed down from generation to generation. And so it's important to know this information, not just for yourself, but for your siblings and for your children and for your parents. So it really is important to know this information. And like you said, if we do find a mutation in a certain gene, we can do a certain type of surveillance or more increased surveillance or even some prophylactic surgery, some risk-reducing surgeries so that we can really try to stop cancer or prevent it, and really try to stop that pattern that can be in some families.
Jessica, I want to ask you a question too, because I get asked this a lot in my practice. Mm-hmm. Genetic counseling and genetics scare patients. They think that it's going to be linked to them if they come and get this testing done. They think it's going to follow them forever. Now the new laws with insurance that can't follow you because pre-existing stuff doesn't matter anymore right now when you're going out to get insurance policies. But I think a lot of people are still afraid to get genetic testing done because prior it used to be a big influence with your insurance rates, your life insurance, and these types of things. And is there anything people should really be worried about coming and getting done to kind of take that fear off their backs of coming and getting genetic testing done? Because I think a lot of people don't come and get it done because they're scared of where is that genetic testing going? How is it going to follow me and haunt me?
Right. It's definitely a concern for some patients. And I think in the past, it was a bigger concern. In 2008, GINA was passed, which stands for Genetic Information Non-Discrimination Act, and that was really put in place to protect people who wanted to undergo genetic testing. The U.S. government really realized that genetic testing is so important, and it's really important to have this information. So this act is put in place to make sure that insurance companies and employers cannot discriminate based on genetic test results. That was really put in place to help people understand that, hey, it's safe to get this testing done. It's okay to have this information. There are some caveats to that act. For example, this does not include life insurance, disability, or long-term care insurance. And so that's something that people can choose to get in place before genetic testing. There are a couple of other exceptions, but overall, it's put in place to protect people so that they cannot be discriminated against based on their genetic test results.
And I think it's important because, like we'd mentioned when we started the show up, one of the five most common cancers in men and women is colon cancer. And it's important. 140,000 people, like you mentioned, per year, and almost 50,000 of them will die of a cancer that's actually preventable and can be looked at. When we return from break, I'm here with Bill Bradley and Jessica Gage. We're going to be talking about genetics. We're going to continue to talk a little bit about colon cancer and some of the preventative things we can look at. We're also going to talk a little bit about Angelina Jolie and breast cancer and some of the genetic markers that can be looked at. I am your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. My office phone number is 702-731-1200.
When you've been fishing as long as me, you learn what works best. So when I found out I had prostate cancer, I turned to the place with the most experience in proton therapy, Loma Linda. They use a precise beam of protons to kill the cancer and nothing around it. And unlike other treatments, there's no pain and fewer side effects. It's no wonder Loma Linda has treated more people with protons than anyone. Take it from an old fisherman. Experience counts.
See why more people have been treated with proton therapy at Loma Linda University Medical Center than anywhere in the world. Learn how this innovative radiation therapy, pioneered by Loma Linda University Medical Center, precisely targets cancer cells while minimizing damage to the surrounding healthy tissue. Visit protons.com or call 1-800-PROTONS to receive a free informational DVD and to schedule a consultation today. Again, the number is 1-800-PROTONS.
Something that every business owner relies on is good advice. And that's where SCORE can help.
SCORE is a nonprofit organization where we provide free business consulting services to people who want to start a business.
For nearly 50 years, SCORE mentors have been helping businesses realize their dreams.
What's even better than dreams is making a dream come true. Volunteer your expertise. You've got it. Share it.
Volunteer your expertise today at SCORE.org.
Are you a media and entertainment professional craving the tools and technologies driving live events, filmmaking, television, radio, music, online video, and more? Do you hunger for exciting performances, dynamic experiences, audience engagement, and sensational sound? Then don't miss NAB Show coming to Las Vegas April 13th through 16th. Attend for free by using registration code ND19 and consume it all. Go to NABShow.com and use free registration code ND19. Mark your calendar for April 13th through 16th at the Las Vegas Convention Center.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Learn the secrets to planning a tax-free retirement income. Tune in to Heroes Talk Radio every Sunday at 12 noon right here on News Radio 100.5 KXNT FM and 840 AM. And call us now at 866-544-7755. That's 866-544-7755.
It's Jim Villanucci.
You own a liberal sign shop, you shouldn't have to print signs or bumper stickers or business cards or whatever stationery that you find offensive if you don't want to.
Weekdays 3 to 6 on News Radio 100.5 KXNT. This is Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. I am here in studio with Bill Bradley and Jessica Gage, both Pathway Genomics. We've been talking about genetics this morning, and Jessica Gage is a genetic counselor with Pathway Genomics, and she's got a very extensive education and degree in genetics. And, Bill, we talked a little bit before we started this show that us providers, we don't know everything. And
what?
I think a lot of people are afraid to say that. So I'm so excited to have Jessica on, because when we go to school, we take a little course in genetics. And I'm excited to have Jessica on this show because she lives and breathes this, and her entire education, it wasn't a semester on genetics, in this, and have her expertise on this morning. We've been talking about colon cancer, and really the statistics are phenomenal out there that people need to be aware of. And it's not something to just kind of blow off or think, oh, I'm not going to get it, or I don't have a family history of it. Because with our American diets and our lifestyles, we really don't know what causes colon cancer, but people need to really be aware of that. And we have some really cool statistics, because one of them is about skydiving, and I like to skydive.
All right, so I found this information on Best Health Degrees. That's the source. It's basically your chances of dying, and there's a specific area. So sports and recreation, for all of you skydivers, hang gliders,
yeah,
scuba divers, here's some interesting statistic for you. So if you're a hang glider, the chance of you dying are 1 in 560. You think, oh my gosh, that's pretty low. And I would say, yeah, you're pretty right. Skydiving, 1 in 100,000.
I'm good.
you scuba divers, 1 in 34,000. So let's go to kind of something that people do on a regular basis, you know, transportation, driving your car.
Drove here this morning.
If you drive your car on a regular basis, your chance of dying from that in a car accident is 1 in 6,700. And to put it in perspective from a Colotrue or a colon cancer perspective, your chances of dying from colon cancer, if you have a genetic marker related to that, and please, Jessica, jump in if I'm wrong on this statistic, is 1 in 20. So if you're looking at dying in a car accident of 1 in 6,700 versus having a genetic marker of 1 in 20, do you want to take the chance and say, oh, I'll just put this off, I don't need to see the doctor. I don't need to get a colonoscopy. I don't need to have the genetic marker testing done. I would have to say maybe take a second look at that and think again.
And most, the other thing is, a lot of symptoms of colon cancer in the early stages, there's no symptoms. You're not going to get them bowel changes or diarrhea or constipation or that change in stool consistency, even rectal bleeding them. Even people with cramps and gas pain, abdominal cramps, weakness, fatigue. How many people have we just mentioned that are listening to the show this morning that have had that sometime point in their life? You're over the age of 50 and you have not had your colon cancer screening done, or you have a family history, or you've had polyps and some of the things that we talked about in the beginning of the show, and you should probably have this testing done. And if not, you need to call my office so that you can get it done. And also, too, if you haven't had your cancer screening done, call my office. We'll get you a referral. I'll be more than happy to see you. We are also, too, Bill, we're going to be accepting Medicare patients now. I know a lot of you have been listening and waiting for this announcement for Medicare. We finally got the approval from them. So, again, my office number is 702-731-1200. Call, make your appointment. It is a Medicare-covered benefit. And, Jessica, let's talk a little bit, too, more on some of the genetic testing and the Lynch syndrome.
Mm-hmm. So Lynch syndrome is actually the most common colorectal hereditary cancer syndrome. And so Lynch syndrome, the highest risks are for colorectal cancer and for endometrial cancer. And so it's one of those things where, you know, if someone in your family has endometrial cancer and colorectal cancer, it's definitely a red flag and it's something to think about. And sometimes people just don't realize that other cancers can be associated with the colorectal cancer syndrome. And so it's important to get the testing if you have this in your family history.
I have a question for you, Jess. How does an individual know if they have a specific genetic marker versus another one without doing a genetic test? Because I know the answer, but the audience members may not understand, okay, well, geez, you know, I've had a family history or I haven't had a family history. What are my chances? Does this matter to me or does this not matter to me?
Mm-hmm. You know, it's really important to consider the genetic testing. A condition like Lynch syndrome can be diagnosed actually from the tumor. If someone has had a colon polyp or had colon cancer, we can actually look at the tumor itself and look for certain changes in that tumor and certain kind of warning signs that say, hey, this person may need genetic testing. And so that's something that we can do. We can do that after a colonoscopy or after a cancer diagnosis. But it's also important to think about the family history and think about the age of diagnosis. If someone has been diagnosed with colorectal cancer or endometrial cancer under the age of 50, that's definitely a red flag and something to speak with your physician about genetic testing and possibly about Lynch syndrome testing.
When or what is the best time for a patient to have the genetic testing done? Would you say over 50, under 50, under 30? Or is there some other information that comes into play that makes a difference?
I don't think age is that important. I think it's more about whether someone fits the criteria for testing. There are set criteria that the National Comprehensive Cancer Network puts out as to who should have this type of testing done. And really, it's the best person to test in a family is someone who has had cancer, and that's the best person to start with because we can say, you know, did we find a genetic mutation that explains this person's cancer diagnosis? And now everyone else in the family can start being tested for this genetic mutation as well. Or if that person tested negative, we didn't find a mutation, that makes us think that maybe there's something else going on in this family. Maybe it's more environmental, or maybe it's due to another gene that we haven't even discovered yet.
You know, that's that one other thing, Dr. Thomas, that I find extremely interesting about this is that even though we know a lot of information about genes and genetic testing, we're still in the beginning phases, in my opinion, when it comes to genes and genetic markers. So even though we know a lot, we still don't know everything about all of the genes. So there can be things that have come up in the past where they've been diagnosed with something that patients still may want to get tested again. Is that correct?
Yeah, you know, people need to keep up on this information because if they were tested, for example, 10 years ago, we didn't know the type of information that we know now. And so it's really important to keep up on, you know, what new genes are available for testing. And, you know, if you have had genetic testing in the past, I would say probably 5 or 10 years ago, it would be really important to possibly bring up the discussion again and say, you know, what's the new technology like? What type of tests are available now? And, you know, another thing is the price. Genetic testing is very expensive, you know, anyways, but 10 years ago, it was way more expensive. So it's definitely a bit more affordable now, and we know a lot more now, but we still don't know it all.
Jessica, let's talk. We have a few minutes left to talk a little bit about, I want to bring up, because Angelina Jolie has been in the news recently about her breast cancer and how she had a double mastectomy and had that reconstructive surgery done. And it was based on genetic testing for breast cancer. And I think that 1 in 8 women over a lifetime will be diagnosed with breast cancer. And almost 40,000 women a year die. And it's another thing, besides skin cancer, it's one of the most common cancers in women that are not diagnosed. And another cancer that can be, if it's found early, can be treated. It can be prevented. And I think looking at genetics, if you've got that family history, you know, I have a family history. My mother is a breast cancer survivor, and it kind of drew a big passion. Bill and I did a show in October for Breast Cancer Awareness Month about this genetic testing. But some of the statistics about the genetic testing for breast cancer, I think, are very important, too, because it's another cancer that people don't go get their screenings done, and they don't do themselves breast exams monthly. And if you've got that family history, you know, you got 50 to 65% chance of getting breast cancer by the age of 70. The other big myth, I think, is the older women get, they think they're not at risk of getting breast cancer. And that's absolutely not true.
Right. It's actually the opposite. Besides having a hereditary risk factor, age is actually the biggest risk factor for getting cancer. We know that the longer we live, the more damage we have to our cells, and our chance for cancer is just, it just increases with age. And so it really is important to start getting your mammogram. I personally think 1 in 8 women, that is a very high number. That's 12% of women will get breast cancer.
Over their lifetime risk. And I ask everyone when they come into my practice, when was your last mammogram? And I'm still surprised by all the awareness and the education out there, whether it be about breast cancer, colon cancer, and these cancers that are preventative. Have you had your annual skin check done? And how many people actually are not going in and getting it done? And these types of cancers are treatable, and their average 5-year survival rate is high if it's caught early and treated right away.
Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, in talking about genetic testing, if someone does test positive, we do find a mutation or a change in one of these genes, insurance companies are really going to look at paying for these increased screenings. And, you know, I think it's a bit more of a motivation to go get your screening done if we do find a genetic change, because, you know, we're throwing the risks right at you. 50 to 80% chance of breast cancer with a BRCA1 mutation, that is significantly higher than the general population risk.
And that's what Angelina Jolie had, is she had the BRCA1, and she chose to get that mastectomy done. Recently, it's been released in the news that she actually decided to get her ovaries and her fallopian tubes out, because now the risk of that cancer is even higher, and most ovarian cancers aren't diagnosed until it's too late.
Correct. I mean, ovarian cancer, it's one of those cancers where it's usually not diagnosed until it's pretty much end stage. And we really don't have any good screening for ovarian cancer. There are some screening options, such as CA125 blood test or a certain type of ultrasound, but they really haven't found to be effective. So for someone who does have a BRCA mutation, having the ovaries and fallopian tubes removed is really the best option to prevent cancer.
Yes, absolutely. Jessica, I want to thank you so much for being on the show. We're going to have you back on the show so we can talk more about genetics, because you really are the expert in that. Bill, thank you again for being on the show this morning.
Thank you,
Jessica. Encourage everybody to go out and get your screening done. Make sure you're getting your skin test done. Make sure you're getting your mammograms, your self-breast exams. If you're over the age of 50 or you have them family history, make sure you're getting your routine stuff done. I want to let everybody know now, to those of you that have been waiting for the announcement, we are taking Medicare patients over at my practice for those people that have been calling and asking. It's kind of a big announcement, Bill. So I want to thank you. We're going to talk a little bit about pain management and a new treatment that's out there, and we have the only machine in Las Vegas. I am your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. Call my office at 702-731-1200.
File your taxes with Jackson Hewitt today and pay no more than the low cost of $149.
No more than $149.
Get in and get out for no more than $149.
That's my jam.
$149 or less means that you pay $149 or less.
Cheap, cheap, said the price canary.
No matter how complex your taxes are, our experts will find deductions and credits that others miss.
Experts are better.
Drop in soon. April 15th is the last day to file for $149 and under.
Tick tock, says the tax clock.
We're open late and on weekends, all for $149 and under.
$149 and under. They're pretty good at limbo.
File your taxes at any of our 6,300 locations, including nearly 3,000 in Walmart stores, and pay no more than $149. Hurry. Tax season ends April 15th. Jackson Hewitt, working hard for the hardest working. Valid at participating locations. Terms and conditions apply. Offer valid on tax preparation fees only and no other product or service. See a tax pro for details.
Do you strive for a healthy body and better way of life? Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center, understands and focuses her practice on health promotion, disease prevention, and the well-being of her patients. Her extensive education and training allows her to provide comprehensive care, including health assessments, diagnosing and managing acute illnesses, and managing chronic conditions. If you are feeling fatigue, stress, weight gain, why wait to feel better, Las Vegas? Call today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Christy plays a pivotal role in the future of healthcare and is at the forefront of providing preventative care to the public. She can be heard on News Radio 100.5 KXNT every Saturday morning at 10 a.m., sharing her advice and taking your calls. Strive for a healthy body and better way of life. Call Vitality Medical and Wellness Center today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Or visit online, vitalitymedicalwellness.com.
I heard on the news about that five-year-old who found his uncle's gun. The kid didn't know it was loaded.
I heard on the news about that 14-year-old girl who was bullied online. For like a year, she couldn't take it anymore, so she got her dad's gun from his nightstand.
I heard on the news about that guy who broke into someone's house, stole a gun from the hall closet.
He accidentally shot his cousin in the head.
She killed herself.
And later, killed the owner of the store he was trying to rob.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
This is News Radio 100.5 KXNT. This is Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. We've been talking earlier this morning about cancer and genetics. Now we're going to switch a little bit for the last 30 minutes. I have a special guest that's actually been on my show before. It's Dr. Ward Wagner, and we're going to be teaming up here in Las Vegas and bringing this machine right here to our patients in Las Vegas that suffer from chronic pain. And we got some fantastic stories to talk about this morning on the show and really kind of bring the wow factor of how this treatment really helps and works with patients this morning. And Dr. Wagner, you actually have a patient on the phone.
Yes, this morning. This is Dave.
fantastic young man. He's a local artist, and his story is simply incredible.
And we have him on the phone this morning. And Dave, are you with us this morning?
Yes.
Thank you for holding and waiting. And I actually, Dr. Wagner just came in the studio and said, have you heard the story of Dave? And I said, I just saw this all over the internet about your story, and I didn't know you were coming on the show this morning. I am so excited for you to give. There are so many patients out there that suffer from pain, and they're put on pain medications that have 20,000 other side effects, which we could talk a whole nother show about, this. And it just basically masks the pain and doesn't fix the pain. But, Dave, tell us your story.
What do you want to know?
I want to know the whole story.
Dave, is the public right now listening? Probably most of them have never heard your story, and we know that you're an artist. We know that you're a local artist. Where do you have some art displayed right now?
Oh. Until we get Dave back on the show, let's talk a little bit about the Calmaire machine and what it does. This is a FDA-approved machine. It actually uses low-dose electricity to block the pain signals, and it's used to treat – what types of pain does it work best with, Dr. Wagner?
The best types of pain fit a general category of what we call neuropathic or neurogenic. In other words, not all pains are going to respond well to this. This is, in fact, not a blocker because, you know, that's what medications are for. Most medications are to suppress or block pain. However, the body's ability to override those medications makes them less and less effective over time. What the Calmaire treatment does is it actually reprograms the brain to rewrite neurosignatures so that a patient no longer feels the pain.
And the other thing is I think a lot, too, is a lot of people are given for these chronic types of pains, even like low back pain that has that neuropathy, or people with RSD or neuralgia and the post-surgery pain that's affected by nerve pain. They're given pain medications, steroid injections, and they're really at loss for pain. And until you've had pain in your life, you can't share the moments that these people have actually suffered for, and how many people that actually come in and they've suffered from pain at some type and point in their life, whether it be an acute pain or a chronic pain. But patients that have chronic pain, how it really affects their life, how they can't go to work, how they can't get out of bed, how they can't do the daily things, even getting in and out of a car. And until you've had that type of pain, I don't think you can share with these people.
Oh, most people just really don't understand this kind of pain. I meet people all the time since I've become involved with this therapy. We're talking about the worst of the worst. And there are some people who have so much pain, burning pain in their feet, they can't even put their feet on the floor. So imagine what that does for your lifestyle.
I see it. You know, I've seen it in my own practice. We have a lot of patients that have even diabetes that go in and they cannot help that and affect that. So I have Dave back on the line. Dave, are you with us again?
I'm with you.
Okay, excellent. And Dr. Wagner, I'll let you kind of lead him in his story and journey of what he's gone through, experiencing pain, now that we've talked a little bit about the treatment that he's gone through and experienced with your office, but kind of what he experienced.
So, yes, Dave, we'd like to hear your story. What happened back in
1983? My father actually, I was a victim of a heinous crime where my father took me to California from Brooklyn, New York, and set me on fire.
Tremendous. I mean, can you believe that? It's just unbelievable. And everybody hears that for the first time. He poured kerosene all over your body, correct?
Yeah.
Lit you on fire and then exited the hotel room.
And you survived. You had over 90% of your body burned and went through painful treatments. And then after you've survived this, the amount of pain that you experienced afterwards, I can't imagine.
Yeah. What has your pain been like since that time, until recently?
My pain has been it's been pretty intensive, the pain. I've had, actually, from a scale of 1 to 10, it's been an 8 pretty much 8 to 9.
Uh-huh.
And I have lower lumbar pain, so neuropathic pain in my, yeah.
Wow. So now you came into our office. I met you actually through Dr. Ivan Goldsmith here in the area. And we began treatments on you last fall. Yes. Would you tell about that experience? How did that go?
Oh, yes, I was treated with Calmari, and it was great. I mean, my pain was reduced to about a 4, and we're continuing that treatment now, and I'm excited about that. So
awesome. Incredible. Yeah. This young man, I remember when I first met Dave, we shook hands and immediately I felt a real connection with him. We just really hit it off. But what was more amazing to me was how brave he was and that he could still have such a positive outlook on life. But then the icing on the cake, of course, was the relief he got. I still remember, Dave, do you remember the first time we had you hooked up to the machine?
Yeah.
Would you describe how kind of that went for you? What was going on in your mind and how you felt?
The Calmari machine actually was responsible for taking away a lot of my pain.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much gives you a sensation it's like kind of like a pressure point kind of thing where electrical impulses are sent through the nerves, and then there's a relief at the end of that treatment.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, I remember when we hooked up Dave, then he had, we had the wires all over his body, and he's sitting there, and all of a sudden he looks up at me, and he just gives this big sigh of relief, because the way that the Calmari machine works is the electrical impulses that are sent, they cancel the pain that you're currently feeling. And so people feel the tingle coming from the machine, but their original pain symptoms are essentially eliminated while they're sitting there throughout the therapy. Was there anything scary about the therapy, Dave?
Not really. I mean, I could see how people could feel a little claustrophobic in the Calmari machine, but I don't think it was scary at all in terms of the process.
Awesome.
If this can help somebody that's been 90% burned and recovered and has been suffering from chronic pain his whole entire life, wow, that's priceless.
It really is, and actually Dave is our very first burn victim to ever, or I should say burn survivor, to ever have the Calmari machine be beneficial for him. We've always known it's been good for neuropathy. We know that it's good for CIPN, chemo-induced pain, for RSD. These are the more common cases that we see, but now we're learning, phantom limb pain. And now burn victims, but basically any kind of chronic nerve pain responds very, very well to this therapy.
It's actually very exciting. And I know, Dave, it's probably hard for you to come on and talk about your experience and what's happened to you in your life and how you've been suffering from this pain. And I'm so excited that this has basically cut your pain level down 50%. You said you've gone from 8 to 4. You're still going through treatment, and it's a non-invasive treatment. It's a non-pharmaceutical treatment where you're on pain medications and the side effects of pain medications. And what great to have such a treatment out there that can benefit patients instead of just feeling that they have to be on drugs their whole entire life to get up and to be able to function on a daily basis. And this Calmari machine, it's a treatment that lasts 30 to 40 minutes. You come into the office, you have it done. It's actually electrodes that go onto the skin.
It is.
And
yep.
It's not painful treatment.
So completely surface, superficial treatment.
No needles.
No needles, no medication, no drugs, no surgery. It's pretty incredible.
Okay, we do have to take a quick break. Dave, I want to thank you for coming on and sharing your story. I'm here with Dr. Ward Wagner, who is going to be offering this treatment over in my office. We're going to come back and we're going to continue to talk about this new treatment that can help patients with chronic pain. I am your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, doctor of nursing practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. Please call my office at 702-731-1200. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com.
Dollar Loan Center is the best when it comes to getting a signature loan up to $2,500. Now they're your go-to spot for title loans. As always, they lend more and charge less. Get 80% of your vehicle's value up to $10,000. Call 364-LOAN or check them out at don'tbebroke.com. Title loans available at select Dollar Loan Center locations. Loan subject to approval.
Do you strive for a healthy body and better way of life? Christy Thomas, doctor of nursing practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center, understands and focuses her practice on health promotion, disease prevention, and the well-being of her patients. Her extensive education and training allows her to provide comprehensive care, including health assessments, diagnosing and managing acute illnesses, and managing chronic conditions. If you are feeling fatigue, stress, weight gain, why wait to feel better, Las Vegas? Call today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Christy plays a pivotal role in the future of healthcare and is at the forefront of providing preventative care to the public. She can be heard on News Radio 100.5 KXNT every Saturday morning at 10 a.m., sharing her advice and taking your calls. Strive for a healthy body and better way of life. Call Vitality Medical and Wellness Center today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Or visit online, VitalityMedicalWellness.com.
Did you know that FanDuel has more players and pays out more money than all the other daily fantasy sports sites combined? Yup, FanDuel is without doubt the leader in one-day fantasy baseball. And FanDuel is paying out up to $2.5 million every single day this baseball season. That's more than any other fantasy baseball site in the world. If you're into fantasy baseball and you haven't tried FanDuel yet, you're missing out on the hottest thing in fantasy sports. You play in one-day fantasy baseball leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. And there's no season-long commitment, so you only play when you want. A 28-year-old named Eric Hafner turned a $125 deposit into over $62,000. Damn! And he's not alone. Over 1 million players have already won money playing fantasy sports at FanDuel.com. Plus, right now, FanDuel is giving you up to $200 free. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200. The only way to get up to $200 free is to go to FanDuel.com. Click the microphone in the upper right corner and use the promo code 2323. That's FANDUEL.com. Promo code 2323.
On the next episode of Recipes for Disaster.
So we've got our neighbor Paul coming over tonight for a barbecue, which is why I prepared a delicious lemon rosemary steak marinade from my special collection of old family recipes. To make sure the steaks are extra, extra, extra tender, I left them marinating out on the counter overnight, just like Nana used to.
Maria may mean well, but without food safety, it never ends well. Always thaw or marinate foods in the refrigerator at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below, or you could make your friends and family really sick. Maria's neighbor Paul didn't think twice about the steak he ate until he was presenting his company's financial forecast to the board. That's when a sudden bout of food poisoning made it explicitly clear that profits weren't the only thing on the rise. Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov. You'll learn the right steps as Maria does everything wrong. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Get your news fast and first from the only radio station with live and local reporters. This is News Radio 100.5 KXNT. This is Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. I'm here in studio with Dr. Ward Wagner, who performs La Kalmar treatment in Vegas here. And we just talked to a special guest, Dave, on the phone that actually was lit on fire by his father, had 90% burns. And working 14 years in trauma and burns, it's amazing that he survived that. And then the amount of chronic pain. Can you imagine the amount of pain that that gentleman has suffered his entire life and how this treatment has taken his pain from a level 8 out of 10. And I got to tell you, Dr. Wagner, I bet it's really more than 8 out of 10. He's just learned to live with it 8 out of 10.
Oh, exactly. You're right. It's not only the intensity, but it's been over 30 years since that incident. And so, yeah, just incredible amount of pain, but incredible amount of courage.
Absolutely. And he shared his story. And again, I want to thank him for coming on the show. And what a hard thing to bring up and talk about that he's been suffering his entire life. And how this treatment can affect and really help people that are suffering from chronic pain out there, even neuropathy. And, you know, you'd mentioned that people with bad neuropathy or bad nerve pain, they cannot even put their feet on the floor to walk the 10 feet from you to me.
You're right. You're right. We see it all. So many of these conditions, you know, when you're talking about something that originates in nerves, you know, it's very different than other tissue type damage. So like a bruise, a contusion, a fracture, you know, those kinds of things, completely different. Those are self-limiting. Those heal. You have pain no longer from them. Neuropathy is actually damage to your nerve system. It's an actual rewriting of neurosignatures for pain. And the body many times thinks that pain is normal in those situations.
And this treatment's safe. It's FDA approved. How many treatments does people usually need to go through? I know it varies a lot by the patient, the type of pain. And that's why we encourage people to call, make an appointment. It's a $99 consultation fee. And you actually give them their first treatment for free.
We give them the first treatment for free. That is correct. So, yeah, $99 is all that someone has to pay in order to come in and try this out. And there's a wide variety of conditions. And that's what the consultation is all about. I need the patient's history. I need what they've been diagnosed with prior, if they have any kind of special imaging studies, things like that, to give them more information. We look at those things. But very effective. The treatment, when it works, is completely miraculous. And that's why we do the free one, because we want to see, we want the patient to feel the difference, and we want to see whether or not they are a candidate for this.
And once they get that, you know, that free treatment done, they go on the machine, they get to experience what it is, and they'll feel a difference on their first treatment, correct?
They will. They will. And then as far as how many treatments it takes to get each person better, you're correct. There is a pretty wide range. The average that we find, though, is 15. And so most programs that we start somebody on is a 15-visit program.
It's a 15-visit program. And that's why we encourage you to come in, because, it's, like you mentioned, it's very difficult for us to say, okay, this is a 15 minutes going to cost you this much to come in, and that's why you offer that discounted $99 for a free consultation. You're going to get a complete history, go through your pain, bring in your imaging, and see if this treatment's best for you. And you're going to get a free treatment for 45 minutes to see if it's actually going to work for you. And I don't care how much it costs. If you're living in pain like this gentleman is, it's worth every dime. Versus being masked on pain medications that you can't drive on, because you can't drive on narcotics down the street.
Right.
You can't, most of the medications alter your mental, you get depression from it, you get many other side effects from it, and what a treatment that would be priceless.
Yeah, the most prescribed drugs for this, for these types of pain, for neuropathic pain, are the neurostatins like gabapentin and Lyrica. And in the higher doses of those, people are losing their short-term memory. They're hardly able to function. You know, it's not only difficult and frustrating for them, but for caregivers and for those that they live with, the family members. You know, to be married and to live with someone who has a hard time remembering anything about conversations you're having is very, very difficult. So our goal is to get people off of all those neurostatin type medications.
And it's happened in your practice where we've seen it, and you know,
over and over all the time.
I've had some people ask me to, and you're the expert, so let's let you go into detail on this, because we know that when people say they've gone into, like, say, physical therapy, or, you know, I've done the sports med thing, and I've been on the TENS unit, or I have one at home, and they put me on that post-back pain, and it doesn't work. But this is not the same type of treatment.
Not even close. See, TENS units and other electrotherapy devices, you know, the Calmer is an electrotherapy device, but completely different from any others. So really, it's not even similar. The Calmer is a neurosignature rewriter. It's a constantly changing fluctuation of nerve signals or electrical signals that, in fact, the nickname for the machine is scrambler therapy. You know, like a radar scrambler, if you think that way. When a police officer points a radar gun at your car and you have a scrambler in your car, it's not going to be able to read it. Well, that's what's happening in your body with this therapy. It scrambles, essentially, the pain signals that are being sent and helps the brain recognize that there should not be pain there. See, for instance, Dave, okay, he was burned 30 years ago. However, the pain symptom that he's feeling is not from current tissue damage. The damage was already done, but his neurosignatures were telling his brain there's a lot of pain there.
And what's the phone number people need to call?
For information, let's call 702-877-7777 or call Dr. Christy Thomas's office, or our office now, 702-731-1200.
Absolutely, and we're going to offer you more information on it. It's $99 for the special. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. I'll be back here next Saturday at 10 o'clock.